Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite trading numbers in Kansas City. March wheat at 8.11 is up 6.5. July 8.23 1/4 up 5.5. March wheat in Chicago 7.56 up 8.75. July 7.70 1/3 up 7.5. March corn 6.86 85 1/3 now up 5.5. May 6.86 up 5.25. July 6.79 1/2 up 4.75. And December at 5.74 1/2 up 2.75. January soybeans 13.98 1/4 up 9.25. March 13.78 up 10 3/4. July 13.63 up 8. November 12.82 1/3 up 5 3/4. January soybean meal 401.40 up 3.20. March 402.30 up 3.30. January soybean oil 49.64 up 22. March 50.16 up 26. February live cattle 132.97 1/2 up 2.5. April 136.57 1/2 down 20. January feeders 152.97 1/2 down 20. March 155.77 1/2 down 55. And February lean hogs 86.27 1/2 and they are up a nickel.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like it's a little bit of a short covering Monday, Kurt.
Yeah, we've got a little reversals going in a couple of these commodities. Hopefully we can build on it. Market's incredibly oversold. We've seen this March corn drop about 90 cents from back there 1st of December, and the March beans down about $1.45 off those highs we saw. And so we're in a position here maybe see a little recovery. Technical cycles are in line for a little bit of a turn here, get something going. Demand-wise, we sold a little corn to unknown. Ideas maybe that Asia could come forward here and start the process of buying a little bit of inventory here. Over the next few weeks, there's ideas that the beans out of the southern hemisphere might not come out as fast as they want them to. We've got reports earlier beans yields a little lower, but ideas later beans would be a little better. But the lower bean yields, they're wanting to use those domestically, and probably going to be kind of hard to pry them away from the export sector. When you look at overall grain values worldwide, we are competitive with just about everybody in the world. So from a bullish point of view, sort of waiting for some demand to come forward here to give us a somewhat of a dead cat bounce. But it's going to be awful hard to regain the speculative interest in here, Dave. We've, had the most bullish situation we've ever seen here from last May clear into this fall, but we've lost the public's interest. The public's interest right now is buying guns. When you watch TV, all you see is gun sales take place. When you go to the sporting shows, it's just packed. People's more interested in that than owning corn and beans right at the moment, Dave.
Maybe we can offer corn as a premium with a gun. Technically, yeah. You were saying that you saw the commodities kind of in a cycle window for a cycle low?
Well, corn and beans, and the momentum is down, the trend's down here, but time count suggests that we're due for some cyclical lows here as we move forward and see some recovery. That doesn't mean the low's in. I think there's downside risk here as we move forward.
And could we see that downside risk as soon as Friday if USDA comes out with numbers even larger than what Inform is projecting?
Well, the report Friday is going to be more of a balancing act than anything. when you look at what the trade's looking for and expectations, you know, you're going to probably see lower harvested corn acres, but yield's going to go up on that when you bounce that out a little bit. And you're also going to see exports on corn go down. We're only at 50% of a year ago, and USDA and WASDE numbers project 25% over a year ago. So that's going to balance out. We're going to see corn ending stocks remain, you know, pipeline supplies. Bean-wise, you're going to see bigger production, but yet you're going to see a little bigger demand to offset that somewhat. You know, in order to see a significant move, you know, it's going to have to be a fairly good surprise, which could happen. I mean, up till this fall, we saw quite a few of these reports offer some fairly aggressive moves as soon as the report came out.
It may be that the report that has the largest potential to move this market could be the quarterly grain stocks report.
That's one number that's going to be watched at first by the old-time grain guys, who raw fundamentals are going to look at that number first. You're correct. That's a good number to give us our first indication of usage. We'll see where that falls in place. That's going to set the tone as we move through the rest of the marketing year.
So if you're a hedger and you need to do some marketings, I heard you say earlier risk to the downside. Do we protect to the downside ahead of the report?
Well, I would use strength going into the report to get caught up on some sales. I think basis is going to remain strong. You know, there's ideas we could see dollar over on basis, but dollar over $4 is only $5. So we feel the simplest thing to do would be to put a price floor under you, hang on to the cash into the spring, and see what happens. There's a lot of creative strategies when you put a price floor, protect your downside, but gain quite a bit to the upside if it would happen. So you can have your cake and eat it both at the same time. You know, until we regain public interest, or until we get into a weather situation, which is running out of time in the southern hemisphere, or, you know, next weather situation be here in the U.S. next spring, it's going to be awful hard to see a sharp, sharp up in the marketplace.
I look at December 13 corn at 574 and a quarter, and of course February is when we set those insurance rates. I just don't know that we have the fundamentals to push higher, significantly higher, and we might be looking at insurance rates significantly lower than a year ago.
Well, I don't know definition of significant, but yeah, that's going to be the concern here. Going to year end here, we were looking at trying to get some futures off at 6.5. A lot of guys were wanting 6.5 cash even. Now it's going to be more like $6 cash, you know, if that's possible. But when you look at your cost and you look at your potential return with you know, a normal yield year on weather and everything, it's still fairly profitable to go ahead and farm this year. So even though these prices are quite a bit off the highs, they're still you're still in a position here to have some type of income here this fall.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: March corn 684 and three quarters, up 4.5. May 684 and a half, now 84 and three quarters, up 4. December 574 and a half, up 2 3/4. January beans 1397 and a half, up 8.5. March 1377 and a half, up 10 1/4. Go out to November, 1282 and a half, up 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.